From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is AirCheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
This week on AirCheck, we talk to local electronic musician Jackson Jason about his surprising rise to fame on the internet. Colorado Springs native Miette Hope reflects on her music and her time so far studying at Berklee College of Music in Boston. We hear singers from Gaza, a violinist in Rwanda, and more through a portal sitting in front of the Pioneers Museum in downtown Colorado Springs, and we take a minute to talk about some of our favorite local music. All that today on AirCheck.
So we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song that we have not been able to get out of our heads over the last month. And this month, we are going to give Vicki the first shot.
I picked an artist that has been known in a previous incarnation, fronting a 90s punk dance band that she split off from, and that was The Gossip. Her name is Beth Ditto. The song is Go Baby Go, and I think the thing you notice right away is the amazing pipes this woman has.
There's too many cooks in the kitchen, too many songs on the radio. I don't know what they're saying, it doesn't really matter, I ain't listening. This pretty face ain't a going to waste. I ride, baby, ride.
That is cool.
That's nice.
Do you know what I love about her? There's many things, but you can hear, you know, kind of that 80s sensibility in there. Yet I still, at some simultaneously, hear like a 60s girl group thing. And I hear Shania Twain. It's like she takes all of these different wonderful singers and she synthesizes them with her own wonderful voice and can deliver whatever the song is asking for. And I think that's what struck me. How else do you go from like Kristen Hirsch to Gwen Stefani to Martha Davis of the Motels to, you know, 90s top 40 country in one record, and it works? And that's what I love about Beth Ditto.
This is cool. Yeah. And she does have some amazing pipes.
You know, she'll do that quiet kind of singing, and then she just unleashes on the choruses, and you're like, wow. She's also an advocate for the LGBTQ community, large women. She's a large woman, so a big advocate for body positive, large women issues. She models. She's done nude modeling for New Musical Express. She designs plus size fashion. I mean, she's got it all. This is a talented artist who happens to sing really, really good.
And the rest of the album? Is it this solid?
Yeah, this song does that. There's some songs where the Arkansas inner comes out a little more. There's some where you think it's Brenda Lee, leader of the pack, 60s kind of music. So every song brings something different to the table. Really fun. It's called Fake Sugar, and a summer record, if there ever was one.
Very cool.
Yeah, this is great. Nice pick.
Jake, you're always uncovering something new, something hip, something that we don't know about. What is it today? What are you going to school us on today?
Well, this is one that I don't know if you know about or not, but you should. Frank Ocean.
Oh, Frank Ocean.
Right?
Yeah.
The song is a new release, a new single. It's called Provider.
Memo finna start acting out if I don't see him soon. Yeah, my best friend ain't backing out, it's still on site. Fool, I'm the only one out here on the night loose.
I'm the only one out here on the night loops. Trophy case still light, body need a race stripe. And these minerals on my body break light. And these reds on my body break light. New man coming up ahead on his own too. You a natural blondie like Goku. Sleeping on my belly in a loop like a serpent. Talking heads rippling on the surface. Eyes low, chin heavy, shoegazer. Moonwalking RIP Stanley Kubrick. You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement. Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know, I know. Feelings I, feelings I know.
Ooh, smooths me right out.
He's out of Los Angeles, kind of first came to prominence a few years back with an album he released called Channel Orange in 2012, which was really kind of his debut. He had been associated with this collective of young, kind of edgy, avant-garde hip-hop artists out of L.A. called Odd Future, which produced the likes of Tyler the Creator and Earl Sweatshirt and Vince Staples and this whole kind of crew of really, really great musicians.
You know, when I hear something like this, I think of some of the artists and bands I really love that are like 07 and maybe Bonobo somewhat, and I feel that same feeling. I get the feeling. But yet I think about driving around with a teenage daughter, and Frank Ocean does come on the radio or can come on the radio, and in that moment we'd be in perfect unity of sharing that
sharing
music
a musical
together.
Moment. Yeah,
yeah. And it's cool when somebody nice. Has the ability to you know, to do all that, to be yeah. on late night radio on a public radio station and be holding a number one or number two place on top 40. That's a miracle.
Frank Ocean, Provider. Let's just hope he's got another album for us sometime soon.
How I feel, letting man speak for me. How they feel, keep your ears split for me. Can't shoot my face if you spit for me. Spit for me.
All right, Jeff, what you got for us?
I'm choosing a new release from a local artist. Grant Sabin has put out another nice new album, and it's a little different from his last CD, Anthromusicology, in that there's a smaller group of musicians involved, and somehow it kind of reins him in a little bit. What I like about Grant is his lyricism is really good. If you listen to his lyrics, digs deep and he finds some real content within his own soul to sing about. And it's, I think the lyrics really, really shine on this album. So the song I want to play off of this new CD is called Bliss and Bane.
Darkness since the sun went down. Don't pity me quickly, friendly stranger. I like to wander around, but when the cold wind blows, it's such a thankless pain. Will you please give me shelter from the water, from the rain?
His band, he's calling them the Juke Joint Highball Band.
And so we've got Joe Johnson, Mark Benning,
and Kevin Ott on drums. I think they contain they contain Grant a little bit more than the previous Blank Tape collective somehow. And I like it. I like him playing the blues more than rock and roll, I guess. I like this album.
I agree with you, Jeff. When I first heard this record, I loved it right away. And this is the record I think I've been waiting for Grant. And it's something about that band all working together, whether it's the right players or the right setup. I think it's the right players. But I really love hearing this version of him.
It's nice to listen to the production and the way that they've chosen to record this. It's got a very raw feel. There's a sort of sauntering kind of roughness to the way that they're playing together as a band, you know, which gives it this sense of realness and of a kind of natural animation. That's
that whole juke joint thing that I think they've tapped into, that sort of hill country, fuzzy kind of, yeah, it's a good sound for the blues.
It's so great to have a new record from Grant. I think his last one came out a number of years back,
yeah.
And that was a favorite for all of us here, and really did, I think, did well for him outside of just this place.
Yeah.
So he's a local artist with a well-earned profile far beyond Colorado
yeah.
Springs. Good pick, Jeff. Good pick, Vicky.
Back at you, sir. Back at you.
That concludes the musical roundtable. You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Local musician Jackson Jason leads something of a double life. The 19-year-old lives in Widefield, Colorado, where he grew up, and works as a janitor at Fort Carson. He spends a lot of his free time making music, but says most of his friends and family aren't too interested in the sample-based electronic tracks he produces. But on the internet, it's a different story. In online communities dedicated to sharing music, on sites like SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube, and Reddit, he has a huge following. Fans from around the world have flocked to his music, and his tracks have generated more than 1 million plays on SoundCloud alone. How'd he do it?
I have no idea. Honestly, I just started making music on SoundCloud for fun, and I never knew it'd, like, you know, get big like this. I don't know. I guess people just really like my music.
His popularity is even more surprising when you consider that he only started making and releasing this type of music, which he describes as lo-fi hip-hop, a year ago. I recently sat down with him to talk about his music, which he releases under the name I Eat Plants for a Living, and to get him to explain the internet subculture he's a part of. When was the first time you saw that, like, someone was paying attention to your music? Because a lot of people put stuff up on SoundCloud and it gets 2, 3, 4, 5 plays.
Yeah.
Not hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, that's true. I guess when it really started to lift off is when I started blowing up on Reddit. What is it called? Listen to this playlist, Reddit or something like that.
It's like a subreddit where people will post things.
About music, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering why my song Moving was blowing up. And my friend Somar, he hit me up and told me. And I went and looked on there. It had like 5,000 upvotes. I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of upvotes. And to this day, it's still top 5 on that subreddit. And it's crazy. It blows my mind.
Do you know who it was that originally, like, shared it on Reddit and got it going?
No, I honestly don't.
Your music exists in this internet world that wouldn't have been possible even 5 years ago, you know, with
no.
SoundCloud, with Reddit, with YouTube, all these different things and the communities that have been built up around them. And some of your songs, people will pair them up with edits using anime.
Yeah, clips. AMVs, yeah.
Is that like its own sort of subculture online? People sharing these
videos? Yeah, it really is. Honestly, it is. Lo-fi jazz hip-hop with anime AMVs, yeah.
What is that? ANBs?
AMV.
AMV, what's that?
I don't know. It's just, that's just what I...
That's just what they call it?
Yeah, I think so,
anime
yeah.
music video, maybe?
Yeah.
You are building these songs around samples, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. I wanted to kind of actually jump in just so you could give us a sense of how one of these songs kind of comes together. And I think for a lot of people listening, they might not really understand exactly what's a sample, what's not, how this all works. So I wondered if I could just play a track here and then have you kind of talk a little bit about what's going on. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
All right. So I wanted to play the song Honest from your album New Horizon, which came out in 2016.
All right, cool. All right, so that first part right there, that's a sample I got from Splice. It's like a website where you get samples and then you throw them together. It's probably the most used sample on Splice, but it sounded good. The vocal sample is from, I forgot what artist it was. I know it's Let's Be Real by someone.
And another thing that you just kind of found online somewhere or a song you like?
Yeah, it's an acapella that I found on YouTube. I had to slow it down a little bit more and then tune down the voice to match the key of the guitar. And yeah, that's how I fit it into the sample.
And then those drum sounds you're hearing, are you playing those with a sample?
Yeah, the kick and the snare, those ones, I made those on my own, and the hi-hats as well. The bongos and stuff, those are actually, that's a sample. That's a sample preset, so I got that from Splice as well. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing. It all comes together so beautifully, and I think it sounds so cohesive that people might be surprised to know that it's like a collage of all these things, all these different elements that have no relationship to each other.
Yeah. thank you.
You're really prolific. I mean, to hear you say that you've only been doing this a year, you've got maybe 4 or 5 EPs / albums and then a number of other singles, tons and tons of tracks you've made. And it seems natural like that some of this stuff could work really well with a vocalist or an MC who might rap over the top of it. And I know you've done a little bit of that. I wanted to play a cut from your EP Existence featuring the artist Indy.
Yeah, that's her name, yeah.
So the song is called Sad People Hypnotize.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful track. I love it.
Yeah.
Who's Indy?
Oh, yeah. She's this really, really, really small SoundCloud artist. She doesn't have a lot of followers, surprisingly, but she has so much talent in her voice. Like, that song I actually sampled from her. She was playing on the acoustic guitar, and she was singing. So I asked her if I could use it. I put some keys on it that I sampled off of Splice. It just worked so well together, and it made a beautiful song like that. And then we made another track after that.
Mind and Heart.
Yeah, Mind and Heart, yeah.
Let's play that. And so is this one that you guys actually collaborated
on?
Yeah,
we actually collaborated on that one, yeah.
Do you know where she's based?
No, I don't. I really don't know a lot about her. I just know that she makes good music.
And this is amazing. I mean, it's basically, again, a kind of way of making music and of being a musician that could not have existed 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
The way that you're sharing with people around the world, you don't even need to know where they live. You can just send files back and forth.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you're a part of a community?
Yeah, I do.
What's that community like? How's it play out? You talk to these other artists a lot, or?
Yeah, I go on YouTube and I look at the comments and stuff for all the playlists that I'm a part of. And man, there's a lot of depressed people out there. Yeah. My mind and heart were slowly dancing, but
you were laughing too. And so I gotta ask, I mean, you've got these albums, a lot of them are available for people to buy on Bandcamp, and it seems like you've had a lot of people, based on what it shows you on Bandcamp, have a lot of people who have actually paid money and supported you as an artist.
Yeah.
Is this something that you're able to like support yourself with?
Not really. I mean, okay, so it pays me about $300 to $350 a month. That's not enough to support me, but I mean, it's still money. I still use it for like, to go shopping for like food and stuff. Like, it literally helps me eat plants for a living. So, but I finally put my music on Spotify, and I hope that will help me out even more too, because like, I heard every 100,000 plays you get is like $1,000 right there. So yeah.
If you look out sort of 5 years from now, what's your hope as far as where your career goes?
I'm hoping I can live off of this. It'd be amazing if I could live off of my off of this music. I want to live next to the beach, cheap studio apartment, just make music and live life, you know? That's all I want.
Jackson, Jason, I eat plants for a living. Thanks so much for coming in. This has been great to talk to you, and best of luck.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me here. This is crazy.
That was Jake Brunell speaking with Jackson Jason. Jason is currently working on a full-length album. Head to krcc.org to hear more of his music and see the anime music video discussed in this interview. You're listening to Air Check. This is 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Miette Hope may be familiar to locals from her days as a Palmer High School student performing in the band Edith Makes a Paper Chain. She was raised here in Colorado Springs in a musical family, and she left town a few years ago to pursue her music and a college degree at the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston. She has since released a number of recordings, both solo and with her band Ava. Jake Brownell spoke with her by phone on a tour stop with the band in Pennsylvania.
Catch us up a little bit. What have you been up to since you went to school? Your career has kind of blossomed in different ways.
My first few years at Berklee, I was definitely involved in a lot of different projects and playing a lot around town. But I think my solo project kind of took a backseat for a bit. And now I'm finally coming back into it. I just released my first music video and a new single. And then my second one is actually coming out at the beginning of September.
Curious to know kind of how you think of the project and sort of where you're aiming in terms of the sound you're going for.
I take a lot of influence from old soul and jazz music, and that's kind of what I grew up around and where I feel I can draw the most emotion through my writing. One thing that's really, really important to me, you know, with a lot of contemporary R&B, you're hearing big production. You've got a lot of synths going on, a lot of 808s, and just a lot of electronic aspects to it. And Something that's been really important to me in releasing these two songs is that I kept the live band feel really going. I actually sent both of the songs out to a lot of different blogs to try to get them covered, and the biggest feedback that I got was just that it wasn't modern enough of a sound and it wasn't produced enough. So I'm kind of battling with that because I really want it to stay authentic, but it's also kind of a challenge to, you know, keep up with the times and be doing what's marketable and what people are gonna latch on to. How much of my weight will make your eyes spray? Tell me what it will take for you to crack and let me in. Sipping on the surface of your thick skin. I just wanna fall in. I will have to wait till spring. I will have to wait till.
You mentioned that you're studying music business and songwriting at Berklee, and I'm curious, how are you approaching not just the musical side of things, but trying to really build a career in music? Like, what are the kinds of things that a musician today who's trying to make it as you are, what are the kinds of things you need to be thinking about and the kinds of steps you need to be taking in order to build that career?
It's kind of an interesting time in the industry because as a musician, you have to figure out a lot of different ways to bring in income. But one thing that I've been learning in my studies is that one of the best ways to, one, get exposure and, two, get paid for your recorded music is publishing and trying to get your songs in movies and commercials and different usages like that. And I think that's one really good way to make money off of your music. And also, if you can develop a good brand, people will more often come to shows and buy a stylish artistic t-shirt that represents your music over a CD any day.
You know, it's interesting, you think about like the Beatles or something like that. It's not really part of their story when people think about them, you know, what their business approach was. It seems like that's maybe a newer kind of concept, although I'm sure they were thinking about those things too, but it's such a part of a musician's life now to be thinking about all those things that you mentioned, about branding, about sort of the stuff that is the business side of being a musician. Do you ever wish you could just not think about that stuff and just focus more on just the music and you know, let somebody else take care of all that?
Yeah, at times I definitely know it would be easier, but the thing is, I know there's nothing else I can do other than music, just because it's what I'm truly passionate about, and, you know, I really couldn't see myself spending time in another way. And I think with that, I'm willing to accept the challenge that comes with being a musician, just making it work in the industry, because at the end of the day, it's worth it to be, you know, doing exactly what I love. And I also think it's worth it to be doing things myself and be building my own team on my terms, because I kind of feel like record labels are on their way out. There's a lot of independent artists. One of them, Chance the Rapper, who actually, you know, was at the Grammys this year completely unsigned. The industry is truly developing, and there's a lot more room for people to be independent artists, especially with resources like crowdfunding. So there's a lot of opportunities out there for musicians these days that kind of extends beyond the traditional record label model.
You you were a part of the Colorado Springs local music scene, which has a very kind of DIY culture and ethic, at least as far as I've observed here. How influential was that for you to sort of grow up here in Colorado Springs and in the music community here and to be sort of exposed to that from a really young age?
I loved growing up in the Colorado Springs music scene, and especially after having left. The community at Berklee is pretty competitive. There's so many different types of music and, you know, shows every single weekend and so much going on. It's pretty overwhelming. And being in Colorado Springs, I feel like it's a lot more of a community where people are connecting and supporting each other. So, you know, moving out of there, I definitely, my pond got a lot larger. And it was a little bit intimidating for me. But I think growing up in a community of amazing, inspirational people, one of them being my mom, you know, was really encouraging for me to be pursuing a career in music. I don't think there was ever a point where someone told me that I shouldn't pursue it. And I go to school with some people that, you know, haven't really been supported in pursuing a career that's a little bit unsteady, you know.
But I wish that I could stay in this moment my whole life.
One other sort of piece of your story, you, when you went off to Berklee, you were awarded a scholarship by Vans, the shoe company, skateboard company. What's that been like for you, and what has that meant in terms of your career and your music and your studies?
When I was awarded the scholarship, they flew team members from Vans and people from Berklee out to my hometown and attended one of my shows. I was pretty dumbfounded by the fact that all of these people would stand behind me and, you know, support my career goals and my education. It's just really so incredible, and I feel very, very blessed.
What else do you have kind of coming down the line in terms of your music?
I released My Love last month, and the video is coming out for it in the next couple weeks. And that was really fun to film because I used some dancers from our sister school, which is the Boston Conservatory. And Berklee actually just merged with the Boston Conservatory. So it's really amazing to connect with actors and dancers that go to school there. So I got 8 dancers for the video, and it was just really an awesome opportunity to collaborate with other artists. That's another great part about living in Boston, is there's so many colleges, there's so many young people pursuing various exciting endeavors. So collaborating is a really great opportunity in that environment.
What would a successful career mean to you? Like, what would it mean to say, all right, I'm where I need to be?
For me, success isn't really about the money. I mean, as long as I can be sustaining myself, you know, in order to just break even being on the road, which is harder than it may seem. But then also just to gain a big enough following to make a difference.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and best of luck on the tour and on this next academic year at Berklee.
Thank you so much.
That was Me at Hope speaking with Jake Brunel. Head to krcc.org for more of Miette's music. This is Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.
If you've walked or driven past the Pioneers Museum on Tejon Street this summer, you've probably noticed a giant golden box sitting on the lawn.
All right, let's venture in here. So it is a standard shipping container, spray-painted gold. And inside, it's a carpeted room with an air conditioner and lights so that we can see each other.
It's called a portal. Its purpose is to connect other portals around the world, allowing people here in Colorado Springs to communicate in real time with people in places as far away as Gaza, Germany, and Iraq. Think of it as a room-sized community Skype box.
So one end of the portal are the doors where you come in, and then the far side of the portal is a screen, full size, 8 foot by 8 foot.
Brian Elio is the curator of the portal, and it's his job to facilitate interactions and make connections with other portals around the world. He's working on this with Deb Thornton, who's the executive director of Imagination Celebration, which puts on the What If Festival in downtown Colorado Springs.
Imagination Celebration provided the initial funding to bring it to Colorado Springs, and then we're still seeking funding to help keep it here longer. We would love to have it here long enough to have people from all different parts of the community participate.
The portal's been set up at the Pioneers Museum for a couple months now, and in that time it's been used by a wide range of people for a wide range of purposes. Often people simply use it to chat with a stranger on the other side of the world, but Jake and I visited the portal to learn about one particular way it's being used by some Colorado Springs residents. They're using it for music. Deb Thornton and Brian Elio shared some of their favorite musical encounters from the portal thus far.
One of the things that we wanted to have happen by bringing in the portal was to help elevate the artists that are in this region and show the excellent artists that are in the Pikes Peak region. So we wanted this portal to help stimulate new work. And the very first morning is when we connected with Afghanistan. That was our very first connection. So I asked David Siegel to show up, classically trained violinist. As we know, he plays bluegrass and jazz. But he showed up, and he played a Bach piece to begin with for two men standing in Afghanistan that happened to be brothers. He then said, I'm going to play what we call hillbilly jazz.
Thank you. So in Colorado, we're very famous for bluegrass, which is kind of
Americana music.
Americana, like jazz.
Hillbilly jazz.
Hillbilly jazz, yeah. So this is a little bit of bluegrass.
And in the back of the portal, Ed Parsons with Mo Mungus and Max Ferguson started do-si-do-ing. And while they're do-si-do-ing, the Afghan brothers see that, so they start to do-si-do. Well, then Samir walks in from the Reminders, and he's on our board of directors. So he walks in, and he's explaining to them about that he and his wife, Asia, do hip-hop. And the two brothers in Afghanistan look at David Siegel and Samir and say, okay, well, are you guys going to do something together? And you can hear David laugh, saying, we've never done anything together before. And then to his incredible credit, he started laying down some sounds. And Samir stepped right into it and created a piece that had to do with the portal connection.
We share stories and paint pictures of our reality. Dreams are getting richer with multiple nationality. Global citizen discipline always traveling. Raising children and healing, we steady balancing. Responsibility, second nature, we get it in. We break bread with strangers and next of kin. Alchemists on a mission to find treasure. Acquire wisdom and understanding of true pleasure. Staying on a path.
And so that was my favorite 2 minutes of improv and new work that the very first morning of having the portal here, it created new work right here on our side. So it's not just our connections that happen with people in other places around the world. It's also stimulating connections on our side of the portal and new relationships and new conversations and finding musicians we didn't even know about. That's what's so joyful about having music be that connection, is that it builds connections internationally. It also builds connections right here.
I just let my light shine.
There was a Colorado Springs resident who was in Kigali, Rwanda for a period of time. And she met a young man there, gave him a violin, because she teaches and plays violin. She gave him this violin. They've tried to kind of continue lessons. She was kind of teaching him over there. They've tried using email and the internet and FaceTime. She found out about this portal. There happens to be one in Kigali, Rwanda. And so they, on their own will, you know, she signs up for time, he signs up for time. We had no idea the first time. She just showed up with this violin. She's like, oh, I'm going to give a violin lesson to Norbert in Rwanda.
Let's do it like this. Let's play a long bow. So play a long, smooth bow. And then go to the next note. Same thing.
And so they have been continuing violin lessons. I think they've had four total lessons in the portal.
Part of what was cool with this being a life-size Skype is that she could actually see the position of his wrist holding the violin, or the angle of his arm when he's bowing. And so she's coaching him, and you could hear the improvement in his music because she could physically see him and tell him to make those corrections.
Wow. And so that's the kind of thing you can't set that up, you know? Yeah. Like, that's just a crazy circumstance.
Sure. Good. Try to use your fingers.
The Gaza portal is essentially in a community center, so there's always people there, and they have their curator. And this young man, I mean, he's under 15, you know, showed up with this oud. It's a precursor to the guitar, but it's a traditional Middle Eastern Arabic instrument. And they asked, "Do you want to hear some Palestinian songs?" And I said, "Of course I want to hear some Palestinian songs." They just kind of all look at each other, you know, what do we want to sing? And he starts playing, and they all start kind of singing as they can. Sometimes, if they don't know the words, you see them looking up the lyrics on their phones and prompting each other, you know? But it was completely, you know, in terms of a performance, the fact that it happened was improvised. But then they performed kind of traditional songs.
So it really does seem like the sort of bigger point here, especially with regard to music, is that that is the universal language, the way that people can communicate. Is that why you think so many people end up playing music in these portals?
I mean, I'd imagine so. You know, it does transcend language. It transcends cultures. A lot of Americans really aren't exposed to a lot of foreign folk music, you know. So when Gaza starts singing traditional songs that they sing every day or every evening, we, you know, most Americans have never heard that style of singing or that style of playing or have never seen an oud, you know. And so it's super novel for us, but it is that connection. Because it does, it transcends language, and it's just about the emotion.
Yes.
we've tended on our side when we're saying goodbye it, to prompt people that are in the portal to sing the beloved Happy Trails song. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Not necessarily. I try to prompt them on it before we do it. And as you can see, I am not a professional singer, but I also said, hey, let's just sing. It's not about whether you're a musician or not. This is a shared communication. And so they'll jump in.
You like to make people feel uncomfortable.
No, I like to engage people and have them express themselves and be willing to be courageous and curious. And that, I mean, again, that's what the festival's about. That's what the portal's
Ask
about.
Ask the question, what if?
What if?
I sang Happy Trails with people
okay,
in
do it.
Afghan.
I want to hear you do it.
Happy Trail. I don't know the lyrics.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again.
Happy Trails to you. Until we meet again, happy friends.
That was Deb Thornton and Brian Elio sharing some of their favorite musical experiences from The Portal, which is currently located outside the Pioneers Museum in downtown Colorado Springs. The Portal will be open to the public on Saturday, September 9th during the What If Festival in downtown Colorado Springs, and then it'll be moving to the campus of UCCS. For more information about the portal, head to krcc.org. You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.
La, 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 la.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jeff Beery.
So one of the great things about doing this show and about being a music station in Southern Colorado is that we get to spend time getting to know the great, amazing musicians that are making work right here in our backyard in Southern Colorado. We've now got a new way to showcase some of these local artists.
It's the digital age.
And we thought we'd put together a Spotify list of some of our favorite musicians, and we're really excited to share it and to sort of talk about some of the amazing musicians that do live here. It's crazy to see them all in one place. And it's not all of them.
There are so many great bands who are doing such different kinds of things. It's stuff that I'm really excited to share with the listeners of 91.5 KRCC. And I'm struck by the diversity of talent that's right here.
Yeah, it really does span the gamut. We've got folk music. We've got rap, hip-hop. We have blues. We have house music. It's all over the place.
We kind of wanted to just do a little bit of a sort of roundtable remix here where we just talk about some of these bands that we're so happy to be able to showcase on this new Spotify playlist. So on this list, we've got some old favorites. One who comes to mind here is Dear Rabbit, Rents Liam, who has been making music here in Colorado Springs for quite a while. And on this playlist, there's a song by him from his most recent album, They're Not Like You. The song is called I Wrecked a Bus.
Thinking about too many things at once. Not enough time for a new song.
It's like having Lou Reed and Tom Waits in your very own town.
I love it. And he's such a great musician and also just such a witty kind of lyricist. The chorus of this song, I hope you feel better. I know I wrecked a bus of your plans. I just love that. I love that image so much.
And he's always, if you know Rents, which is the great thing about this Spotify list, is we know a lot of these people. They're our neighbors, our friends. Rents always got a smile on his face. He's one of those guys. Always smiling.
Gotta love him.
I know I wrecked the bus of your plans.
You pick one, Vicki.
Well, this is hard because as I'm going through this list, it's like, oh, this was great, or these are such wonderful people. Recently, we had Cold Heart Revival on an episode of Air Check. Incredible lyrics, and just watching them play together, the way they cue on each other and the respect they have for each other really sticks in my mind. And Behind the Scenes is a song that Cold Heart Revival does, and here it is.
Well, I did my best to sit with my defeat when I didn't have the strength to disagree. Such ordinary lives are built behind these gritted teeth, 'cause your pride will always bite the hand that feeds. Two shots upon a rail, the fire in the shine of a moonbeam. It's more than it seems to find my name.
Beautiful.
We've got our own Simon and Garfunkel right here.
Well, we do. And you know, that's not just, you know, this bloated praise. Honest to gosh,
yeah.
We do.
Jeff, what are you thinking?
Jake, you found an artist named Nina De Freitas, and I loved this song. I thought her singing was just so sparse and beautiful, and so happy to be able to present her to our listening audience. Nina De Freitas and a song called I Was In Love With You.
You're a simple man, I know, but you held me by the soul, and I said,
with that choice.
heavy sigh.
Really, what an incredible talent, and doing all that, making that music all on her own here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, and again, another one of these artists we were able to bring into the studio, like Cold Heart Revival, and hear them perform a stripped down version of their music. But it's really nice to hear the studio versions as well, and that's this playlist is 91.5 KRCC's favorite Southern Colorado releases. And so these are songs that have been recorded in a studio usually, or maybe self-recorded, but released in some way. And it's cool to hear local musicians really presenting something super polished and professional sounding. It's great. So another choice comes from a band that is pretty different genre than we might ordinarily hear on KRCC. They're called Tiger Wine, and they're kind of a hardcore band, but included them on the list as well, just because I think it does give you a sense of some of the different music that's going on here, and the ways that really great musicality is being expressed in a variety of genres in Southern Colorado.
I'll tell you who caught my eye, because this song I was pretty addicted to, Concordian and Two Boards.
Really a nice groove. I love that sound. I love that sound.
These bands that are writing really deep, beautiful, challenging, amazing music, we can't minimize how hard that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do I get to pick another one?
Oh, yeah.
You guys got two.
Oh, yeah. Let's just keep this train rolling.
I want to pick a local group, The Reminders, who have such a positive message, and it's good music.
You know, you can count on me, I'll be there.
You know, when you see them singing this, they're not only singing it to their partners, but they're singing it to their kids. And it is so universal. It's such a nice message to hear and to see when these guys perform. I love these guys.
One other song I feel like I really want to mention while we're at it is by an artist who we have not talked about on the show previously, but who I've seen a couple times around town here, Seal Eggs. And this song that's on the playlist here is called One Day. Really great, and just yet another local talent.
Maybe one day,
And you say this is local, Jake? This
yes.
is a local artist?
Local artist, I mean. Whoa. I don't know where she's from originally, but I believe she's here by way of Colorado College.
The talent is staggering.
Just another great local musician.
So we've got the Spotify list.
Yeah.
It's available on the website.
That's right. So we've just mentioned a fraction of the artists that are on this list. And anyone who wants to can go on to Spotify and search for 91.5 KRCC's favorite Southern Colorado releases.
New emerging artists in our own backyard.
That's it for this episode of Air Check. For more information about any of the music you have heard during this show, you can find it at krcc.org. Happy trails. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.